Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 672. How many episodes? I'm surprised myself. I mean, I thought we're going to have a very short episode, but I mean, short number of episodes, but I'm surprised at the way things are going. Must be the Holy Spirit who has all this information to give to you. Hallelujah. So don't be tired of it. Receive what is in there. And what we are treating now is so important. Living in dominion. We're not going to go into what Jesus meant. Because you need to know the tools to use for dominion. Or else things will manipulate you. Imagine being under somebody, the description I've given, like this. No. How can people come into the church of God and use other things to manipulate? It's amazing. But let's go for a golden scripture from where we got the gold. We're talking about the death of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:1. And it says, more of our brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And of course, I will always stop here and say that you have not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. But it continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. We're looking at the death of Christ. We look at the physical events, but not the revelatory. And we are now talking about Mark 11:23, that says, whosoever will say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in himself, but shall believe that whatsoever things he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And we're saying, but who is Jesus talking to? We are surprised that he's saying whosoever. We thought he would be talking about the man of God or the woman of God, man of prayer or the woman of prayer, the apostle, the evangelist. Why is he saying that whosoever? And we said, he's saying whosoever, because of the kind of man God created. Jesus knows the man was created fit for rulership, fit to have dominion, fit to rule. That is how God made the man. And that is why Jesus had the audacity to say, you will say to mountain, you mountain talker, you mountain talker, you mountain talker. Is that possible? But of course, we now have to differentiate between what the word says and what is happening practically, what happens in the world. And Jesus says, the rulers of the world, the rulers, message says, godless rulers. And New Living Translation says, the rulers of the world, they have a way of having dominion. And they have dominion over fellow human beings. That's all they are. They live for. That is all they want. We like how the New Living Translation puts, of course, we've already looked at how the message is another version of the Bible, how it puts it. And the message says that you know how the godless rulers, instead, you know how godless rulers throw their weight around, how a little power goes to their heads. It goes to their heads. It is as though every other person is nothing. And that's why you call somebody, shout on the person, whether it's in public, they don't care. It's like, who are you? Who are you? I am the man. I'm the one in charge. I'm the woman in charge. And you must submit to me, especially when a woman is in charge and she is after the man. Do you think because I'm a woman, you know, you have to prove yourself when you are in the world. But he says that is not so. So these are the New Living Translations puts it. He says, you know, Jesus is saying that the rulers in this world lord it over the people. Please, you heard a plane flying. That's what the noise. You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people. They lord it. You must see me as Lord. You must see, know that you are nothing and I am the overall boss. I am the boss here. You must obey me. You must, when you see me, you must bow. You must cringe. You must go into hiding when you see. I'm not talking about lazy people. We know that some lazy ones, some and stubborn people that they work with, but it's just when you are a leader, it's just that you just wonder what to do about them. I'm not talking about such people. I'm talking about people whose character, that which is in them, longs to show who is the boss, longs to show how the person is in dominion over human beings, how the human beings revere him, how human beings fear. They love to show it. They love to show their power. They love to display it. God, that's the word I was looking for. They love to display who they are. They must know who I am and how I am the Lord. I'm the one in charge. Everybody must kowtow to me. Everybody must bow. Everybody must stay in line. Oh, it's sad. It's sad. And how they flaunt. They flaunt the authority. How they flaunt the authority. Oh, how they flaunt it. They flaunt it. They flaunt the authority. How they flaunt the authority over those under them. Over those under them. It must be seen. It must be displayed. Everybody must see. I'm in charge. I'm the one. I'm the man. I'm the Lord here. And it's amazing that when you go and meet the one who founded the church, the one who is through whom everything happened, that man is so different from the rest of them. That woman is so different. And just look at, how can this man have this kind of person under him or under her? And I realize it's because often when they are with the man in charge or the topmost person, the number one, they don't behave like that. They don't. So the person who is the number one can't see that this is the way it is, that this is how they rule. They must be in, they flaunt their authority over those under them. Flaunt it. Flaunt it, show, display. Let everybody see who you are. I'm the boss here. I am the one who is. It's sad. It's sad. But Jesus says, this is not dominion. This is not the dominion for you, born again believer. This is not it. If you've seen somebody doing that, let me show you. This is not it. This is what the Bible is saying. And we'll be judged by these things. These are the words that will judge. People think that when you go to judgment day, what, this is what is going to talk to you. The written word. How are you going to do what you do not know? How are you going to do what is not written in the word? It's what is written that will stand before you. It says that we should not flaunt our authority over people under us. This is what the Gentiles do. And Jesus says, but among you, it will be different. Oh, hallelujah. Say hallelujah to that. But among you, it will be different. Lord, let me be that different one. When people are flaunting authority, when they meet me, may they say, how? What is this I'm seeing? This is different. This is different. This is different. May you be the person that they will see. And they will say, this is different. You are so blessed, blessed, blessed. Come back for more.